The new Graham-Cassidy bill before the Senate is the latest effort to replace Obamacare and has the potential to bring major cuts to Medicaid here in Minnesota. One of the groups that would be affected by these cuts is people with disabilities and their caregivers. Evan Frost brings us the story of how one group home in Mendota Heights is holding together in the face of an uncertain future.
The morning routine for the six people living at the Dyan Road group home goes a lot like yours. They wake up, get dressed, brush their teeth, and eat breakfast with little help.
We have sausage here for you, and we have French toast. You want whipped cream on your French toast? Whipped cream's always good on French toast.
Rosie Moriarty and two other caregivers, known as direct support professionals, show up before sunrise to get everyone ready for work. They prepare medication, make sure wheelchairs are working, and that everyone is full and awake when their bus shows up. This is enough work for a full staff of three people, but with intense worker shortages and high turnover, it often falls on fewer. Each person's unique medical condition means things can get complicated fast. This morning, something isn't right with Sarah Ganella.
She is not. Her eyes are like crossing.
Okay,
honey.
Okay, let me observe her for a little bit. Maybe she's having a seizure. Let's see.
Was she making any like high pitched like?
Nope.
Bird
she didn't do any of those noises.
Oh, mama.
Rosie, Kat McNamara, and Nikki Tyson adjust quickly, getting the right medications and keeping a close eye on Sarah while making sure everyone else is on track. Sarah stays home sick, but the bus shows up and the others are off to work on time. Moriarty says they got lucky.
Because somebody calls in sick or something, and right now we don't have a backup, we are totally screwed.
She's been working at Dyan Road since May, but she's been at this since 1972. More than four decades of working with people with disabilities has taught her the importance of a good attitude and how stress can make this hard to come by.
When you're really tired, your attitude can change. I mean, it really does. And this morning, Jimmy said to me, I had an attitude with staff today. And I said, did you have the attitude or did staff have the attitude? And he goes, both.
Emotional burnout is something Moriarty has learned to hold off with plenty of practice. But for less experienced caregivers, it can be inevitable.
I'm on 25 hours right now. I started at 4 o'clock yesterday. 3 o'clock yesterday. Or 3:30, I don't know.
House coordinator Chelsea Knopp covers extra shifts herself when things are short, as does everyone.
Don't know how much I'll be able to accomplish tomorrow. But for everybody else, like, they do that all the time.
The legal qualifications to be a caregiver are minimal. All the training is provided on the job with no state certification. When Knopp looks for a new hire, her choices are limited. The low pay draws few applicants, and anyone she hires must be trustworthy. She turns to social media and past coworkers when a position needs to be filled.
But it's hard because, like, I don't want to just, like, grab anybody and be like, come on in, because it does take a special person to, like, succeed.
Living Well Disability Services, one of many private service providers in the state, manages Dyan Road and 32 other group homes. CEO Julie Manwarren says 95% of the funding for these jobs comes directly from Medicaid. The rate they receive is determined by the state and hasn't gone up in 4 years. Manwarren says Medicaid cuts could hit Living Well hard.
It will be devastating.
She says the company is squeezing their budget. They're innovating in order to keep the current staff, increasing the amount of private fundraising, and cutting costs. Manwarren expects the number of people who need direct care to increase. With both population and life expectancy rising, many people with disabilities could age out of their original care networks, surviving their parents and relatives.
I could come and do my nails.
Sure.
That doesn't mean staff at Dyan Road won't keep trying. Moriarty says she could be working at McDonald's, but hamburgers don't smile back at you.
You're not just their caregiver. You're their friend. You're their joking partner. You're their walking partner. You know, they share the most private parts of their lives with you.
This fall, disability service providers will have to plan accordingly when Congress decides the future of Medicaid. Evan Frost, Minnesota Public Radio News.